core belief you've had since childhood? Is it holding you steady or pulling you down? Let's examine anchoring bias. Hey there, my name is Rox Bartel, your kick-ass coach, and this is a weekly podcast for emerging senior leaders. We seek to give you a leg up during your first 2 years in role to help you quickly master the art and practice of leadership. This is part 3 in the series on bias. If you are entering the series here, I recommend you go back and listen to episodes 38 and 39 for the introduction to the series and a review of confirmation bias. But here's a quick update. Researchers and writers like Kahneman, Ellen Langer, McRaney, Senge, and even the Neuro Leadership Institute offer great stories, research, and insights to help us mitigate the negative impacts our biases are having. And yet, most of us fail miserably at breaking the hold our biases have over us. The researchers at the Neuro Leadership Institute argue we need to first accept that we are inherently biased and learn to label those biases so we can more easily recognize them when they are imposing themselves. Oh, and then they do suggest we need to develop strategies to attack our biases head on. It is harder than it sounds. Impact Bank's diversity program includes work on bias, and we work with organizations and leadership teams to attack bias head on and learn approaches to maximize the opportunity that comes with diversity and develop strategies to minimize the damage caused by our inherent biases that are holding our thinking small. It's been fascinating over the past 17 years of my career as I have been more immersed in the research and application of diversity thinking in the workplace. And it's been interesting to see the shifts and changes as the research has evolved. In episode 38, we looked at the idea of bias broadly, and I shared a few definitions. And I play around with my favorites. You're going to see a little revision from last week. Biases are like getting into a car with an unconscious driver that takes you wherever. They are invisible air that you walk through without noticing the toxins around you that are impacting every breath you take. Biases are sneaky organisms that are chameleon-like. Yeah, you know, like shapeshifters that have evolved as needed to control our judgments without requiring any thought or effort on our part. You know, kind of like that lazy brain syndrome. And as a result, our biases control our thinking and decision-making. Last episode, number 39, we explored confirmation bias. Today, we're exploring something known as anchoring bias. Early in my career, I stumbled onto a belief that most people were just trying to get the most for themselves. It seemed like a self-protective belief when I looked back at it. You know, it would keep me vigilant against being a sucker. When I was a partner in the 90s in a startup wellness center, my partners agreed that I would be managing partner, which included handling the money decisions. This was the first time anchoring bias really hurt me as a leader. Well, frankly, it hurt everyone. Let's step back a second and define anchoring bias clearly, though. It's your tendency to rely too heavily on a current belief, or more accurately, the first piece of information you gather. This bias will prevent you, as a leader, from being open to other information, from even considering important information when making key decisions. Initially, in my role as managing partner, I was considered to be extremely good with money, and I am. Unfortunately, my anchoring belief that people could be expected to try to get more for less made me a hoarder of both the money and the power over the money. It created conflict, and we started to find practitioners who would leave and even steal clients away. They, in fact, proved me right. So my belief continued in various forms long after we sold the center. I continue to need to fight this bias, which has me interpreting the decisions and behaviors of others incorrectly, or at the least, narrowly. Think about how it plays a part in your experience as a leader. Leaders must mitigate the impact of their own biases, and at Impact Bank, we help new leaders recognize the importance of monitoring the long and powerful shadow you cast. Check out this week's blog post where I share more examples of anchoring bias and outline a bias we often refer to as the halo effect. I know from my own experience that as a leader, you feel pressure to make quick, tough decisions, and I encourage you to take the time to get at least one more perspective. Challenge your decision from one more angle so that the deep-seated perspective of your biases are not fed every time. By taking a bit more time, you may annoy people. You may miss a deadline or something worse. But if your decisions are more measured and serve the best interests of your agency or organization for the long term, you will be the kind of leader who makes a real difference. Next time, are you just realizing you don't have as much control as you thought you did? We'll explore how it is all an illusion. Don't miss it. I'm Rox Bartel. Make it a kick-ass week.